Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
In the loop here on Sports Radio 610, John Lopez, Reginald Atatula, Figgy Fig, hanging out with you on this Wednesday. Happy Wednesday. Jonathan Alexander of the Houston Chronicle, you know, beat writer, covers the team, does a great job doing so, put together 10 regular season awards for the Houston Texans. And, you know, obviously in looking towards to cap off the regular season and kind of spin it forward as to what it taught us about them heading into the playoffs. And I'm not going to hit all 10. I don't know that we have time for that. But I wanted to pepper you with a few of them and see how you match up and how you kind of look at that as we get ready for this playoff adventure for the Texans.
Yeah, this is one of those where, kind of like Figgy's mixtape, I deliberately did not look at the list. I want to just gut reaction for these, 10 categories you said?
I won't hit all 10, but I'll just kind of pepper some of them and play along with us. 713-572-4610, do you agree? Who would you put up for these awards? The easy one, the one that you have to do whenever you put up any awards for anything, who's the MVP of this Texans team this year?
It's relatively easy, not as easy as it may seem. I'm going to say Will Anderson Jr. is the MVP of this team.
Any disagreement, Fig?
Nope.
That's where Jonathan Alexander went, right? He obviously pointed to the idea that clearly did not break a sack record like Myles Garrett this year, but incredibly valuable leader of the defense, at least, I mean, emotionally it's in some ways. He has spiritually, he's that, still getting better.
I think it's closer than most people would say, simply because Derek Stingley does as much for him as he does for Derek Stingley. I think Derek Stingley would be my number two, and pretty close.
Yeah, that's the beauty of what this defense is. Yeah. You could make arguments for
those two.
Four? I think you got four, maybe a possible. Four and a possible, Fig.
Any on the offense?
Not for me. I would say...
It's going to be hard to make the case on offense.
I'll put my four in order, see if they align with you. I would say Will Anderson 1, Derek Stingley 2, Azeez Alshire 3, and probably Kamari Lassiter 4.
No Danielle Hunter there?
Ooh. No. I mean, yes, but not in the top four, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that this one was obvious. It felt obvious to me, biggest surprise.
Biggest Tommy Togiai.
That's the one.
Yeah.
And it shouldn't have been to some degree. They made it clear their expectations and their capabilities.
Yeah, but still, you didn't expect this.
Right.
Reggie ain't expect this.
Right. His ability to not only be a contributor and a consistent contributor, but a contributor at this level. Remember when I still vividly remember being in that tent out there at the Houston Methodist Training Center, you know, where we did our media availability when D'Amico said that. And I felt the visceral reaction from everybody, all the media there, because we were like, all right, what are we doing? But he has proven not only to be right, D'Amico Ryans, in calling Togiai, and Caserio has echoed this, the most consistent player on this team. And that felt like that was high praise just off the strength of, there's a lot of dudes who consistently bring their A game. He is so consistent, you know, and that could be consistent on a low level. No. He's consistent on a pretty high level, and now you need it. It's going to be super important. You need it more because now you've lost Tim Settle. You've lost Mario Edwards to season-ending injuries. And unfortunately, that's the case. But he's been able to step up and give you a lot of what you lost from them. Seth made a great point this morning that one of the things that you miss with those other guys is the ability to penetrate, you know, and really create pressure on the quarterback and maybe get some sacks.
Yeah.
They've gotten, I've seen a little bit more and more of that from the pairing of Rankins and Togiai as we go as well. So he's been such a surprise, such a good one, in fact. And that's why everybody was so damn happy to see him get in the end zone.
I think a successful year would have been serviceable. You know, if he were just serviceable, that would have been a good year. So absolutely, he's the biggest. I remember, in fact, we had him on, you know, at our table at camp. And I remember after, I might have even told you this, but I told someone, man, I hope he makes the squad. Man, I hope he makes the team. Yeah, he made the team.
Was that somebody's pet cat? We ain't have him.
I don't think we had him as a pet cat. I don't believe
that would have been a good pet cat.
It would have been a good one. Well, I feel like we can't pet cat next training camp. I feel like he's out of the running for pet cat circumstances.
Yeah.
Most underrated player on this team this season.
Most underrated player.
And before I move any further, somebody said wrong on, I'm guessing the MVP, or maybe I'm guessing MVP. They said it's Kyemi Fairbairn for being the highest scorer. So I see you and I appreciate that.
I have two options here that I'm thinking about.
Well, that's good because Jonathan has two options.
Seriously?
Here as a tie. I want to see if you nail this.
Dude, if I nail this, I'm going to say Jalen Petrie.
Yes. Oh, No. Not underrated.
Oh.
Sorry, I'm thinking about another award.
I'm going to say Jalen Petrie.
Uh-huh.
And... Ooh. Trent Brown.
I want to see. You missed on both accounts, but that doesn't mean that you're wrong. It's subjective. However, is Jonathan Alexander wrong here? He goes with Danielle Hunter and Kamari Lassiter.
I think he's wrong.
Nah, yeah. He's underrated?
Yeah. No.
Nah, man.
I think my guys are underrated. I'm going to claim that as a victory.
Don't we all, right? Like, that's how it goes. But it is fair to point out that Danielle Hunter finished the season third in the league, 15 sacks. Mm-hmm. In a season in which you had the leader having 23, it's easy to forget, especially because of Danielle's demeanor. In fact, it's easier now to even see why Danielle Hunter is not as appreciated around the league, because he skates under the radar so much. A 15-sack season, and Danielle Hunter has not gotten the love that he rightfully deserves. And it's easy for Will Anderson Jr. He was the number three pick that season, where you get him and you trade it up. So people around the league see him. He's effervescent personality, all of these things.
Yeah.
Leader, boisterous, always has a smile on his face. Danielle Hunter, just as much, is the other side of that claw that I think makes teams, or puts teams in a vice grip.
I mean, he's underrated on a national scale, so maybe that's what he's looking at.
The Kamari Lassiter thing is interesting, though.
Mm-hmm. I think he's gained a lot of acclaim this year.
I think around the league, people love him.
Yeah.
I think Mina Kimes has said on a number of times that he is her favorite player to watch.
She voted for him for all pro.
And it's deservedly so.
Yeah.
And it speaks to how well he does and how important he is. But yeah, I think you went with Petrie, and you went with Trent Brown. I think Trent Brown is a good one here. Mm-hmm. Why did you bring up Trent?
We've seen it. I think I said this yesterday, maybe the day before. You can point to an exact moment in time when this offensive line started getting better. It's when Trent Brown got on the field.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Yeah, it's funny you said that, because I was kind of thinking the same thing with Ed Ingram.
Mm-hmm.
Where I'm like, but
he's had a little bit of a decline.
Yeah, but I don't think, even though he was in the lineup, the offensive line was still bad.
Yes.
It wasn't like they improved when he stepped in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've had a certain infatuation recently with Sheldon Rankins.
Yes.
That's been a name that's come up. I would throw his name up here as well.
Yeah, that's a good
because
one.
Because for me personally, I still maintain that the containing quarterbacks thing got fixed when Sheldon Rankins was like, okay, so I guess this is my responsibility. I got you.
Yeah.
And I thought that cleared up. Most versatile.
That's fair. Most versatile? Ooh, boy. I'm going to say Miles Bryant.
I feel like he technically fits. How do you like Titus Howard?
Oh, layup. Yeah. I just forgot about him.
It's easy, too, on this offensive line. His versatility is also... It can't be taken for granted in finding a decidedly about average offensive line performance.
Mm-hmm.
You needed him to fill stop gaps a number of times when you were trying to figure some things out. And he's handled himself incredibly well. I mean, just this game, he slides back out to right tackle. Mm-hmm. He's played three positions and played them pretty well. And that was absolutely necessary for you to make this happen.
Yeah, no, that's a great answer there.
Best newcomer.
Best newcomer. I guess we have to say Jaden Higgins.
That's one that you could throw up there. Would you throw up Arianta Ursary?
It's either one of those two. It's either one of those two. Ursary starting more, of course, playing more. So maybe he does get the edge. Yeah.
Yeah, I think Ursary is. We have not really done a lot of, there's Ursary not quite looking. Like,
early on, but early not, on, not
but that was yeah, and yeah. that was kind of expected.
That is a
honest.
Rookie doing rookie things, yeah. and then very quickly,
a second round rookie.
He has settled into being a pro in the National Football League.
Yeah,
that is admirable at what has, you know, at times been looked at as the most difficult spot. And at least on the offense, and
remember,
at left tackle.
And remember, you had Cam Robinson there.
Yeah.
So I don't think people was expecting him to be the starting left tackle week one.
Cam Robinson told him, hey, let me go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's clearly nothing for me to do here.
That's right.
Nick Caserio said, Nick Caserio said, my bad. I thought you was going to be the starter, bro. I traded you somewhere else.
Exactly.
So, yeah, that one absolutely stands there. And then most improved was one that came in here.
Most improved.
And I found this answer to be interesting that Jonathan threw up here.
Woody Marks?
That's actually a really good answer. Yeah. I like that one. Although, you know,
most improved.
Rookie,
yeah.
But over the course of the season, he improved quite a bit. Mm-hmm. He threw up his ease here. And I think I think it's because of the coverage. And the coverage aspect. He has a couple of interceptions, and one of them obviously kind of falls into it. But he's also had some really big breakups.
Mm-hmm.
He has not been able to be attacked in the same way. And that was a thing I vividly remember last year talking about the linebackers' inability in coverage. That has not been the case to the same degree. That's part of what's make this defense.
Where would they be if Woody Marks didn't improve?
Yeah, and that's a good question.
Yeah.
Or I don't know, how much do you view the Woody Marks as improvement or opportunity? Because remember, giving Nick Chubb the ball a lot.
I look at that as opportunity.
Yeah.
He took that opportunity, and they couldn't take him off the field.
Yeah.
What about, I was thinking of Henry Toa-Toa. Do you feel like he kind of improved this year?
He was good last year, but I think he has improved. I mean, he's wearing the green dot when Aziz is not out there, you know.
But we cannot forget that we also, when Aziz wasn't out there, we were like, ooh, I miss Aziz.
Yeah, there was some drop-off.
I think that he benefits from Aziz. Aziz lets him slot into the role that he needs to play, which is one of aggression, one of speed, one of quickness, and one of support to Aziz, I think, and taking that green dot off his helmet, I think, helps.
Yeah.
And all of that slots in the way that it needs to.
And honestly, I feel like he's keeping Chris Harris off the field.
Yeah. Texters are coming in. EJ Speed, versatility.
Playing a little rush end was it Barnett that just needed a breather, or was it Horton?
Newcomer, Trent Brown.
Trent Brown, yeah.
Yeah.
That, especially because it's not just the fact that he's gotten in and played. You definitely love that.
Mm-hmm.
The veteran presence that we thought he was mostly here for. You can't overlook what he's done in helping everybody acclimate to what the system was.
Yeah.
And here you are with an offensive line that is serviceable, which that if you go back to training camp when we were watching this, that felt like that was a lofty goal. And they've somewhat achieved that here.
Yeah.
So, shout out to Jonathan Alexander for those awards.
Who biggest disappointment of the year?
Well, that one feels pretty evident.
Christian Kirk.
That's actually a good answer.
Yeah.
I think CJ Gardner-Johnson hits pretty hard because that was your first swipe.
Christian Kirk is still here.
Yeah. But you've had to try and iterate a number of times to fix that safety spot to the point where that safety spot is still a question as of yesterday as Kayvon Wallace gets waived. So I think that that CJ Gardner-Johnson definitely hits, but I think also it tells you that this team is not going to settle for less in any way, shape, or form.
Correct.
And so that is interesting, and they've stood on that all the way to this point. Like I said, all the way till yesterday when Kayvon Wallace gets waived. So shout out to Jonathan Alexander and the Chronicle for a very interesting set of awards given out to Texas players for the regular season. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get into what's popping, including the University of Houston Cougars had themselves a dude who is going to be on the national. Actually, he already is on the national stage. We'll talk about that more next.